Okay, let's begin our discussion of Challah Daf Lamed Ches. And we started the fourth parak in the last year, parak Shtei Nashim, where we spoke about when is there a chiyuv of challah if two women or one woman with two different types of doughs, when do they combine? So basically we said one word, kpeita. Depends on whether we could assume they're makpid on keeping it separate, or they don't care, and therefore they would have it together. So if the Mishnah says that if you have one woman who has two doughs, but they're both the same type of dough, but it's the same woman, so you can assume that she doesn't really care if it comes together. And therefore, they're not makpid, and therefore there will be one. But if you have two different women, you could assume that they're are makbid, because that's the two women, two different doughs, they're each going to take it back. If you know for sure the Mishnah said that one woman is makbid or two women are not makbid, then that could work, right? It's not something magical about one woman versus two women. It's about kpeita. That's what the Mishnah said. That's what the Gemara said yesterday on Lamed Zayin Mabez. The three lines at the bottom, im eina makpedes, if you have one woman who's not makbid, why is she doing it in two different places? Because she doesn't have enough place, but you could assume that she would do it in one place. Okay, all the different details. But Lamaise was about Kepeta. Just finishing up that discussion, the top now, Lamachasavad Aleph, Naki Vikibar, if one woman, but she's using different types of flour. Naki is fine flour, and Kibar is lower, inferior, coarse type of flour. So if she's using two different ones, so then even one woman would be makpid. And therefore, she doesn't want to mix those. She wants to keep the different types of quality of those. And therefore, makpedesi, she's makpid even though it's one dough. So one of the achronim in the back, the Shalom Yerushalayim, says we would probably say the same thing with different spices. Let's say you have a different dough and different flavors of the doughs, you would say that too. Beis isos sheyesh ba'achas karkom ubishenes einba. Right, if you have, I don't know, what if so you're making, people make like different flavors of challah sometimes. They'll put some cinnamon challah and garlic challah. That's makpid. Those aren't going to go together unless sometimes those are baked separately and then different spices added on afterwards. So then that doesn't have to be two separate. But if it's two different at the beginning, so then that's a kpeda, and you would want it. And generally, what would l'chora, you would go by each case by case. Right? It doesn't seem like from this Gemara that you would say that, oh, what do most women want? And if most women want this, then, you know, if there's a minority of women that don't care if their pas nuki and their pas keeper came together, and you know for sure that this is a woman who doesn't care, you're going to say butla daitam and it's not mitzdarif. It doesn't sound that way. It sounds like you would go by each and every woman here. Right? Even though in other areas of halacha, you would not say that. So for example, in Hilchos Nida, in Hilchos Chatzitza, we also speak about kpeda. So it's about kpeda and makpid, right? That's the rules. If you remember the three different levels, mida oraisa, what's a chatzitza? An interposition of the blockage of the water to the body. So we said on a Torah level, a chatzitza is only both rubo and makpid. Only if it's on the majority of the body and the woman is makpid that it shouldn't always be there. Right? That's rubo and makpid. That's very, very unusual to have that type of chatzitza. If a woman's body is caked over in mud on most of the body, if she's wearing a wetsuit, when does that ever come up? The only time that it might come up with rubo is there is a machlokas Rambam Ravid, whether hair is considered a separate entity or not. This chatzitza by hair, S includes S hatafel b'saro, that's sear. So it could be if a woman has knots in most of her hair, that could be a case of rubo. But generally, it's machlokas Rambam Ravid, whether you consider hair a separate entity or you might do it with the body. But that's both. Rubo and Makat Dinda Raisa. Midirabanan, either or. Midirabanan, either or. Rubo or Makbid. If it covers most of the body, or if a woman is Makbid. Right? So that comes up. That comes up. If a woman is Makbid to sometimes, not have this on her, and the classic example is rings. When she needs the dough, she's gonna take her rings off, because she doesn't want the dough to get ruin her rings. That's the case of Makbid. Because there is a certain situation where she would be makbid not to have it on. And then the Rama quotes the minhag that we try to remove lechadchila even rubo she'eno makbid. That's a din d'rabbanan. Remember, we mention often, probably once every 2 weeks, we mention the Tosfos in Nida Daf Samach Vav, where Tosfos says there can never be a lechadchila and bidi eved, Right? Tosfos says elsewhere that can never in Daf Gimel there can never be alachatchili b'diavad by din daraisa. So that doesn't always. That's not exactly true because we find lachatchilas. Lachatchila chalitza has three parts, right? To take off the shoe and to do the spitting and to say the psukim. But b'diavad you can get away without two out of three. So you can't say there's no chalachatchili b'diavad by daraisas. That is a din daraisa chalitza. But what Tosfos indeed explains, it means there's no lachatchili b'diavad where you have a daraisa mitzvah that's really a matir. Right, where there is, it's real, it's not so much a performance, a ceremonial mitzvah, but it's matir you to do something. Like tevila. There can't be a din d'oraisa way of doing tevila, and b'di'eved, you know, you don't have to, there can't be, because either it works or it doesn't work. Either it's matir or it's not matir. And if there's a chadchila, that has to be a din d'rabanan. So here, this is a din d'rabanan. Right, tevila is a matir. So the Rama quotes that lechadchila we try to remove even miyat she'eno makpid before a woman goes to the mikvah. But if we can't, we can't. Right, a woman checks her, cleans the fingernails and flosses and does all of the preparations that she has to do for miyat she'eno makpid. But how do you define makpid there? How do you define makpid? So that is the discussion in the Rishonim. What happens if you have one woman who is not makpid? She'll never take off her rings, ever, ever. She'll put it in dough and, right? What if you have one woman who is not makpid and everybody else is makpid? What if you have one woman who is makpid and nobody else is makpid? Right? A woman is very, sensitive in that area. So that's a machlokas we've shown him in by both of them, and we're generally machmir. We assume either one. If this woman is makpid, it's makpid. Or if the whole world is makpid, even if she's not makpid, it's called makpid. So there is batla daito. Right, but here it batla daito l'chor. It doesn't go by each case. The tour and the Beis Yosef discusses at the beginning of Yeredeya Kufta Liches. The Rama says the tour says Tzricha Shaditpo Kol Gufa B'Pam Achas Tevila Tzvi at once. Right, that's different. What's he alluding to? That's different than kashering. Kashering you don't have to do all at once. You could kasher one part of a pot and then the other part of the pot. Kashering could be one after another. Tevila has to be B'Pam Achas. Tevila has to be at once. Tzricha Shaditpo Kol Gufa B'Pam Achas Lefichach Tzarich Shelo Yehi Aleh Shum Davar Hachotzeitz. V'yafilu kol shehu, even a tiny bit, im derech b'nei adam lif'amim lahakpid alav chotzeitz. Afilu im eina makpidz lavata. Even if she's not makpid now, if it's a derech for sometimes, for people to be makpid about it. O afilu eina makpidz alav la'olam. Even if she herself will never be makpid about this, this will stay on me forever. Kivan shederech rov b'nei adam lahakpid b'chach chotzeitz. Right, that's the Rama. And then he quotes, the Beis Yosef quotes, Klomar, the Batla Daita Eitzah Kol Adam. Dim lo kin, asad devarech l'shiurin. Because if not, then what? Every woman's gonna have a different one that's hard. Ve'echa de ruban eina makpidas v'zum makpad. That's besafkali. What about the opposite, the Beis Yosef says? If most women are not makpid, but this woman is makpid, she's very, you know, sensitive and, mefuneket. So he says, what would you say in that case? Again, the tour and the tour talks about the case where most people are makpid and she's not makpid. What about the other case? Most people are not makpid and she is makpid. So he says, I think that's a machlokas Rambam Rashba. I think it's a machlokas Rambam Rashba, he says. Because he quotes the Rambam in Hilchas Mikvos, Sara achas shenikshra chotzetzes v'hu sheyeh makpid alei v'adavar yadua shein derech olam mahakpid b'kshira sara achas. People aren't makpid so much about one hair being in a knot, and still the Rambam says, if she's makpid, she's chotzetz. So the Beis Yosef assumes the Rambam holds that if she's makpedes, that's good enough to call it makpid. And the Rashba sounds the other way. The Rashba says, "Imsaros rosha kshuro zubazu minkshuros v'yesh meim harbeik shurim kein v'chulu shederech ha'isha lahakpid b'kach hare elu chotisin." So it sounds like it's totally on the derech ha'isha. So that's in Hilchas Nida, beginning of Kutz Adiches, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch discusses also. Im derech bnei adam lefamim lahakpid alav chotzeitz afilu im eina makpedes alav ata o afilu eina makpedes la'olam kivin shederech robnei adam lahakpid alav chotzeitz v'chulu. And then but either way, that sounds like our Mishnah, it sounds like our Gemara, there's no batla daito. It sounds like it goes by the woman. It goes by the woman. If we don't know, then maybe we could say it goes by rov bnei adam. But if we know, like the case was that we said yesterday, if one woman is makpid, so then we'll consider it as two. If two women are not makpid, then we wouldn't. Continuing now, Abba Rabbi Lazar, shtei deos,
Asu osa kishtei nashim.
Right? Two deos. What does two deos mean? Marafolda. Sheyadina chain chiluke deos. Shekatze belishas chaverta. Right? If you know two women don't like how each other make the dough. Right? You know they have different opinions about it. So, asu osa kishtei nashim. Right? You say, make it like shtei nashim. Right? If you, Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Nachtom she osa isa l'shtei nashim. Right, he says that's the case is we have one person baking for two women. So there's one person baking, but it's two doughs based on two deos. So then that wouldn't be connected. Remember we said before he quotes what's the chiddush? So he quotes the gemara we had earlier, Daf Yudalin. Remember a baker baking dough, so you might say, well, he usually set it's not gonna be mitzarif because he's not going to, you know, he separates them to chalas. But you might meet one person that wants to buy 10 chalas. He's making a simcha that Shabbos. So since it's lo bedaito hutali, that was the lashon of the Gemara earlier on, bedais lekuchos hutali, one person might buy all of them. So it could be mitzaref. So, mishum detali bedas al kuchos, shabika cheda adamacher, shani hacha. But here's different, says Rechai Gadevsky, demari shekfar hizmina manashim iftiach lehem. Different people already ordered. Or, you know, it's for two different women. So in that case, it's two deos. So it says two nashim. Shtei deos also osanke shtei nashim. Shmuel bar Abba boi afilu rotzos. That's our girsa. What's rotzos? So the Marafolda says, even if two women come and they give it to the baker and the baker says, oh, is it okay if I knead these together? It's just easier for me. And they say, okay, fine. So the Marafolda says, that okay, fine might not have been wholehearted. It could just be that they were embarrassed to like show that they were machped about each other, right? Like they asked them at the same time. You're like, oh, put it together. Okay, fine. You don't know if that was true. So that's what the Marafolda says, right? Even though they're needing it together, and they said that lefishen misbaishos achas michaverta ubeemes akpidosein. Interesting psychology, right? As he says, if you could assume possibly that these women don't really want it, even if one of them doesn't want it together, so then it's good enough. Rabbi Yosef Engel here has a different girsa. He thinks it shouldn't say rotzos, but he thinks that the tzadi and the resh got flipped, and it should say tsaros. Tsaros are co-wives. Afilu tsaros, it should say. And he says, he quotes this here in his commentary, he says, Afilu Saros, let me just find it. Here it is. Sarach Lamar Afilu Saros. Pirish. Tekami Boile. This last line, Boi. And again, we said Boi sometimes in Yerushalmi means statement, sometimes means question. See, he says it's a question that's unanswered. He said, Sarach Lamar Saros. Tekami Boile. Padamina. That we usually said, two women are Makpidosame. Im Afilu Bitsaros. Two women who are making it for the same husband. You want to say they're Makpid also? That's the question. Beis nashim shall ish echad amrina ke di yesh lomar to bikiya gavna kivan to shtei an osos ha'isos avor bayis echad v'ne echalin min haba'al v'abnei beiso ke echad lochein stama ein makpidos al hanegia. So maybe they're not makpid, right? Because it's going to the same house, the same family. Or do we say, no, tsaros hate each other about everything. That's why they're called tsaros, if you remember. So that's the question that's unanswered. So he says that's the girsa of tsaros. Of Saros. Right? Saros, depending on halacha, right? We assume that they don't have nemanis for cases where they can mess up the fellow wife. Right? That's that Mishnah in Gittin. At the end of the second parak, the Mishnah tells us in the Bavli, on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis, that those five women, the five women that we assume might want to cause problems, one of them are Saros, a co-wife, one of them is a potential Sara, right? Two brothers married to two sisters, or two brothers married to, right, the potential, the wife, not two sisters, but the wife of the brother who is a potential tsar if the brother dies in the zibul. So the Mishnah there says, Af hanashim she'ein an emanas lomar meis baila. The five women, including a co-wife, are not a neman to say, your husband died. Right, that's the discussion of the 10th parak of Yevamis, the sugis of Edus Isha. So usually the Mishnah says, everybody's believed because of Isha Daikomintsava, she's not going to do it again. She's not going to really get remarried unless she really checks. And Milsa Davidi Legluye, and it's going to become revealed. So most, even an Eved, even an Isha, but not these five women, including a Tzara. Because the Chazal assumed that a Tzara could basically, Tamus Nafshi, like Shimshon, like, I'll die as long as I bring them down also. So she'll say, yeah, your husband died, and she'll mess herself up, even though, she just wants to get the other wife messed up. So even though they're not believed to say mace by Allah, they are believed to bring a get. Because they're aksav mochiach. Because it's not her. We don't assume that she'll get Edim, she'll forge Edim signatures. That's the Mishnah. Af, Anashu, Yenavaslam, and Bespaila, Nehemanaslav Yezgita. Chamosa, Bas Chamosa. That's where the mother-in-law things started. Right, it says in the Mishnah, Chamosa, Bas Chamosa, Sarasa, Yevimta, Bas Baila. Sarasa and Yevimta are, Tsara or a potential Tsara, but that's Tsara. That's what the Rebbe Yosef Engel says. That's the Girsa here of Tsara, whether Tsaros are considered separate for does or not. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. Yesh, we're talking about Chibur here for Chala and whether it's considered one or not. So says the Mishnah, says the Gemara, Yesh Tvarim Shem Chibur LaChala V'eini Chibur B'Tfil Yom. Remember we spoke about Tfil Yom, that if Tfil Yom touches one Chala, is the other one Tameh, if it's touching through Neshicha, through Negia. So there are some times that something can be called Chibur for Chala and not for Tfil Yom. V'eini Chibur B'Tfil Yom, Chibur B'Tfil Yom V'eini Chibur LaChala. And sometimes the opposite. Sometimes the opposite. So here we go. Let's have an example of each one. Chibur b'tful yom v'ini chibur b'chala. What's an example for this? I'm sorry, I said that again. Chibur b'chala. What's the example of a case that's chibur? It's called connected and unified for chala and not for tful yom. Meaning chala. Meaning it'll be called one dough for the chib of chala, but it won't be called connected for tful yom in that if tful yom touches one part, it's not going to be connected to the other part. So, chibur b'chala ditanina, because our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah. What's our Mishnah? In the case where you have one woman and one type, that's called one together. Bizmachein shel isha achas, min b'mino chayev, shel b'mino pater. Right? That's what the case of one woman with two does, but they're both the same type. So you see they're connected for the chiv of chala. You can connect them. Right, and the Mishnah said, remember, in all these cases, nagu ze bazeh, they touched each other. If you have one woman making two doughs in two different rooms, that's not going to be mitzuref. But if they're touching each other, so then you can assume that they are one. Ve'einon chibur b'tful yom, but this would not be good enough for tful yom. One woman with two doughs of the same type. Why? The tanin and taman, because we learned there. We had this already a few days ago, or recently, read the first Mishnah in Tful Yom. What does the Mishnah say? Hamachas chalas amanas lahafrish. You have doughs, you have chala. You have chala amanas lahafrish unishacho. You have the doughs that you're going to separate unishacho, and they are touching each other through the biting, right? That they're so touching that if you pick one up, the other piece is going to come. Beishame omrim chibur b'tful yom. Beishamai says, this is a chibur for Tful Yom. If Tful Yom touches one, so then it is going to be a chibur and tame for the other one. Beisel says, and it's not called chibur, if you touch one for the other. Even though, the Ras Silio says, even if they're all from one, doesn't make any limitations, they're one. Even if they're one person and one type of dough. Even if they're one person, one type of dough, it's not called connected. And if Tul Yom touches one, the other one is not Tameh. So you see, from our Mishnah, if you have one woman, one type, touching, it's called connected. And the Mishnah Tul Yom, one woman, one type, Tul Yom, it's not connected. Right, so you see, it's not connected in that way. Right, if you look at the Rav Chaim Kanievsky again about this Mishnah, about Machnas Chalos, Kohen, right, it's talking about a case where it's talking about Chalos, not the doughs. Right, a dough is called an Isa. But here's chala. You have chalas. Kohen she mechanis chala shekibel chala mikama anashim. Right? You have a kohen who got a bunch of chala from a bunch of different people. Umechatzel lato kedera, and he's putting it into a pot. Amanas lafrish kolachas lachud unishacho zeba zeba kedera. Right? He has plans to keep it separately, but he put it all into one pan at once. So that's not called chibur for tful yom. Remember, tful yom only makes a difference. If you have a dough, tful yom is not going to make a difference. If it's still chulin, then a tful yom can't be metame it. Tful yom is a sheni. Remember, it's only been metame truma and kachim. So it has to be talking about chala. It's talking about a tful yom touching. So that's one direction. So that's a case where it's called chibur for chala and not for tful yom. Our Mishnah versus the Mishnah in tful yom. And what about the opposite? B'tful yom, what's called a chibur for tful yom? That if a tful yom touches one thing, it makes the other thing tameh? And not for challah.
So bitful yom ditaninan, because we learnt ditaninan taman, because again we learnt there bisar hakodesh. We learned in the also the Mishnah tful yom in the second parak. If you have a karban, you have a piece of meat of a karban. Bisar hakodesh shekarem alav hakipa. We switched the girsa that it has a layer of. Sometimes you put chicken in the refrigerator and then you take it out and it'll have like the gel on top of it, of the dried fat. So you have that type of layer on top of a carbon, top of the meat of a carbon. Besara kodesh shakaram alav akipa, right? The fat or the sediment congealed on it. So what happens if the tful yom touches the gel? If it touches that congealed stuff, the meat is still tahar. The meat's still tahar in that case. Right, says the Marafolda. He explains this case. Shenikra shalav akipa, fein pirure basar v'tavlin, shenishru b'shulei akadera. Maybe it's the gook on the bottom, with some spices and little pieces. Im nagat tful yom b'kipa hanikrash. If the tful yom touches this gel, hachatichos mutaros. The meat is mutter. The meat is mutter. Shehare einan olosima. Why is the meat mutter? Because if you'd pick up this gel, the meat's not coming with it. Right, that's not called connected. That's not called connected. Often, that's how you determine. Right, if you pick up a piece, right, in Uxin it talks about, is this stem part of the fruit? Well, if you pick up the stem, is the fruit going to come with it or is it going to rip off? Right, sometimes you have that. That's a determination if things are connected. So here, if the tul yom touches the gel, so then the meat is not tame. But what about the rest of the gel? Right, if the tul yom touches one piece of the gel, then the whole gel is going to be tamei. Even though that gel is going to become separated, either because I'm going to cut off a piece of the gel and throw it out, or it's going to melt, right, as I, let's say, warm it up and it stays out. So either way, this gel is not going to stay as a unit. It's going to be separated or melted, and yet it's called one for tumah. Yet it's called one for tumah. So that's the case where for tful yom is called mechubar. So right, let's continue reading the Gemara. Basar kodesh shekarem alav akipa, hashar kol akipa, but for the whole kipa chibur, it is called connected, vein sofa lachatcho, but aren't you going to cut it off? Or other girsayir, vein sofa lachatcho, is it going to melt off? Right, but either way, it'll be sliced off or melted off. It's not such a significant item, and it's still called a unit. It's still called a chibur now, that the whole gel is called one item. And yet, in a parallel case, ve'enon chibur b'chala. You have another case where if something is going to be separated, you don't say it's considered connected for chala. Dam Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, ha'ose isa. Rabbi Yochanan said, if you make a large dough, almanas l'chalke, in order to separate it. You have a big dough, but you plan to separate it before baking, right? L'chalke batzeik, to separate it while it's still in its raw state. Patura min achala, right? It's pater from chala. It needs pater from chala. So what, you're going to separate it, it should be called one. Just like the gel is going to be separated, and that's called one. Here, the dough is going to be separated, and it's not called one. So you see, that's an example where you have something that's called separate for chala, and unified for tevul yom. So that is another example. Again, we say it in both directions. We spoke recently about the mitzvah of eating kachim. Here we have a basar kodesh. So we spoke recently about nigra and different levels. So just another aspect of here, basar kodesh, the mitzvah of eating kachim, which comes up. I think I alluded to this, but I just said it quickly the other day. So when this comes up, so we'll say it now. And that is the mitzvah of eating kachim. Is there a mitzvah for each kohen to eat kachim? And is there going to be enough? You know, it's the middle of the summer, and the mishmar is there. There aren't so many in the Dorm and Adavis. And there's a lot of kohanim, and not too much meat to eat. Right? So how do we look at that mitzvah? So there is a discussion of this in Yuma, in the beginning of the fourth parak. Perek Taraf Bakalfi, where the Mishnah there talks about, and the Brisa expands on it. It's really a Brisa that from the days of Shimon HaTzadik, who was the Shiar HaShekhes HaGadola, things changed. Things changed pre and post his life in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara says that that's where the Lashon Shel Zahoris used to always become white in his day, and after he died, it didn't always become white. And the Ner Ma'aravi was always Dolek, and then the Gemara says, V'nishtalcha bracha ba'omer u'b'shtei alechem u'b'lechem apanim. V'kol kohen shemagia kezayis. During his day, every kohen that got a little kezayis of lechem apanim, yesh ochlo v'saveav yesh ochlo mosir. It was very satiating. Very satiating. After he died, there wasn't any bracha in those karbanas mincha. And every kohen got a drop, got a little bean size of the lechem upon him. And the tznuin stopped taking. They stopped taking from the lechem upon him. So the question, the tznuin, you don't have to take. So the Tosfos Yeshanim here discusses. Tosfos Yeshanim is on the page in Yuma and in Yevamos and a couple of Masechtas. So he speaks about Kidimu Lekaya Mitzvah Sachila Avokam Ohaya Mitzvah Sachila Legamrei Kivan Shein Sham Ela Kapul. Every Kohen, there was only enough to give them each a bean size and not a kezayis, and therefore they weren't doing the mitzvah of Achila Legamrei Viloha Yusvein. Right, what does that mean? And he has another line also. So this is the big discussion of, is there, you could generalize this, we know there's a concept of chatzi shir when it comes to Yisurim. Is there a mitzvah of chatzi shir when it comes to mitzvahs? Asay, eating half a kezayis of matzah, is that meaningful at all? Right, mitzvahs asay, chatzi shir, that's a big topic. But one of the big sugyas is right here in Yuma Lamites. The Maritz Chayis here on this Gemara quotes from the Chasam Sofer, they were contemporaries. So he quotes this from the Chasam Sofer, and he says that he heard from Rav Moshe Sofer. Find the line in the Maritz Chayis. Maritz Chayis says here on Daf Lamites. He says, "Vagon Rav Moshe Sofer Shohaya Av Bezdin bePressburg Docha Dvarai." He says, "I quoted this Gemara to show that oh, maybe there's significance for the for eating a little bit of." Of a carbon or not, so says the Chasam Sofer. The Bem is Efshel Lomar. The Bechol Achilas Mitzvah Main Kizayis Ben Amaso Mara Chayav Lechol. Yes, there is Chatzi Shir when it comes to mitzvahs. There is Chatzi Shir. This Gemara, Kachim are different. By Kachim, the mitzvah is to have it eaten, not for every Kohen to eat it. V'shani Lechem upon him. The Eino Mitzvah Mutal Al Aprat or the Mitzvah Al Kol Kohen Beisav She Yisachel Lechem upon him. That's why they didn't eat it. Not because, by general mitzvah saseh, there's no such thing as a chatzi shir, but by this one, the mitzvah to have it eaten and not to eat it. That's the Chasam Sofer. The Beis Halevi is the next. So the Beis Halevi says, I'll limit it even more. Right? So what the Maritz Chayis was step one. Maybe this Gemara proves that there is a concept of chatzi shir. When there is no kind of chatzi shir when it comes to mitzvahs, and that's where they were moshech yideim. Chasam Sofer says maybe the Jew generally is, but here is different because this is kachim, and by kachim the mitzvah is to have it eaten by the lechem upon him and not to eat it. The Beis Halevi is the next step and says maybe that applies to all kachim, that the mitzvah is to have it eaten, but not by Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach is different than all other karbanos. But Karban Pesach, for sure, the mitzvah is to eat and not just to have it eaten. And even if you want to say that by other karbanos, not by Karban Pesach. Good. Period. Last two words. So, my she'erase. So now we're going back on the Mishnah. The Mishnah had quoted a deya. The last line of the Mishnah said, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri says, all types are mitzvah with each other. Remember the last line of the Mishnah? Shar aminim, which we thought that meant all the other three. Right? Besides wheat and barley. Right? Spelt oats and rye. So we think those three are mitzarif to each other. So Ma'u Shayirase, what does the Tanakama hold about that? What does the Tanakama hold about those three? Right, the Tanakama said that wheat goes with spelt and barley goes with everything except for wheat. So what does the Tanakama hold about spelt, oats, and rye? Right, what do they go by? Because the Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri says they all go together. So, Rav Huna Amar, Im Omer, At, Hashifon min kusmin, where Rav Huna says, well, if shifon, rye, we'll translate, if rye is in the kusmin, is like spelt, and we know from the Mishnah that wheat and spelt connect, so mistarif machitim. So then, shifon, rye, can be mistarif with wheat, just like spelt is with wheat. Shibola shual min saorim, and oats are in the category of barley. Somehow, you have to do the chemical reactions about what properties they have. But the Gemara is assuming if rye is like, if oats, if shibola shual is saorim, the inam asarif machitim, then it wouldn't be mistarif with chitim, because again, barley is not mistarif with wheat. In other words, so we're saying, according to Rav Huna, the Tanakamba would say that rye is not mitzdaref with oats. Because if rye is a type of kusmin, which is mitzdaref with wheat, and oats is a type of barley, and it's not mitzdaref with wheat, so then that would be the machlokas between the Tanakamba and Rabbi Yochanan Menuri. And Rabbi Yochanan Menuri, Omer, answers to that, Sharmin and Mistarif and Zamzam, no, they're all mitzdaref with each other. Right, so that's one way to understand the shita of the Tanakamba. But now the Gemara says, is Tani Tana, but there is a Deya out there that says, Kalamina Mistafim Zamza. There is a Deya out there that says that, see the Mara folder, is Tani Ika Tana de Tana Bahadur Yochanan Menuri, Kalamina Mistafim. Right? That the Rabbi Yochanan Menuri really holds all the Mina Mistari, for sure arguing with the Tanakama. So how does that fit in with the following Brisa? We will have to see next time. We will stop here before we talk about this Deya of Is Tani.